Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid and Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They're underway in the second half. 77-50. Snoozer. At least the Buck-Celtic game was good, Joe, because for the last couple days, these NBA games have been awful.
They're
awful. All these games have been awful.
Bane. Buries at three. He would have had his total. There it is.
Well, you should have got on him. Again, it's just, what do they say, Joe, about scared money? Scared money.
I'm going on I'm zigging when I should be zagging. I'm on hockey when I should be on basketball.
Oh, please. You're a hockey whisperer. You can't say that.
Yeah, come on, Flames. Joey's bet depends on it. Let's go. Oh, Bane just broke his shoulder. There he goes. Desmond Bane.
Every time you say his name, all I do is think of the guy in the, in the Batman movie.
David Bane? Or David Banner? Which one?
Bane.
Oh, the guy with the face?
Yeah.
The face. Bane?
Come on, yeah. Joe.
I don't know. What do you think? He's going to come out like just a ball of fire and just start jamming? Five slamming jammer?
Hey, the over 3.5 in that Flame game is now plus 164.
I'm not.
But there's just nothing happening.
We need to get one.
The minus 1.5 is plus 210 now. You want to go in for double the meat on that?
Yeah, we just on all we need now. Calgary needs to score before the end of the second.
That would be nice.
And then let's just hold it till the empty net. That's fine. I'm willing to do that.
Now, tomorrow night, Joe, and later on before we get out of here, we will give our thoughts on all these games. But I was just realizing, between the Stanley Cup and the NBA tomorrow night, you have six game sixes, four in the NHL, two in the NBA. Out of the six, just off the top of your head, how many do you think a game seven will be forced?
I'm looking through it right now. I think the game seven in Toronto, Tampa.
Yep. Me too.
I think game seven.
Oh, a breakaway for Toffoli. Partial breakaway. Toffoli screwed it up. No good.
I think game seven in Boston, Carolina. And I think game seven in Friday night. Could I go Friday? I think Florida.
Well, no, I was just kind of focusing on tomorrow night.
Those are the two. I would say Boston, Carolina, and Toronto, Tampa. I think the other two, I think they're cooked.
I'm glad we went in, or at least I went in on this Warriors 16.5. Now they're down 35, so that's promising.
That's good. Where's Steph now? Was Steph? Yeah. He didn't do his pregame ritual.
They're all out there. They're all out there playing.
So then what
we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix here tonight. Blowout in the NBA. Good one in Calgary between the Stars and the Flames. No late-night baseball, which makes Joe very upset. You'll get late-night baseball tomorrow, Joe. You get Dodgers-Phillies late-night opening up a four-game series.
Ooh, that's a good game. I like that.
Ravine. 10:15 p.m. Eastern, first pitch.
Money line? What are they? They got to be, what, plus 122? Oh, I hit it. Plus 122.
Look at you, right on the nose. Zach Wheeler tomorrow night, too. They got Wheeler going, and they're plus 122.
I like the Phillies tomorrow night.
Mm.
Question is...
Dodge. You know what? It's not a bad spot, either. Phillies have been out west. They just played in Seattle. Dodgers coming back after... Well, here's the one problem. Dodgers just lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates of all teams. So,
that's what I'm thinking. You think you're like safer bet is the +1.5 runs?
It's yeah, I know. And then you're going to get involved in putting it in a parlay. Yankees are in Chicago against the White Sox tomorrow night. Yankees are getting plus money.
Plus 122.
Yankees have been hot, too.
Reds getting plus money on the road.
Against Brubaker, the Pirates, who they beat 2 out of 3 last week.
Oh, let's take Cincinnati. Oh, this is lining up. The Stars are lining up for us.
Reds, Yankees, Phillies.
You want to do it?
Are you doing the Phillies with the 1.5, or are you going the full way?
Mm-hmm. Let's do, to play it safe, let's do the Phillies +1.5.
I knew you were going to do that.
What?
I know you couldn't.
Because I know why. Because if I go the Phillies money line, you're going to somehow finagle the Dodgers, and you're going to be rooting for the Dodgers secretly behind my back. That's why I know. I know that. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. We've been doing the show how long?
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you here on Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Stars have struck first in Calgary against the Flames. 1-0. Teams scoring first in this series, Joe, are 4-0. As they just nicely put on the screen. Maybe they put the kibosh on that. And listen to you. You talk about negative energy. We're cooked. We're cooked. We're cooked. I mean, you're already throwing it away. Huh?
We're cooked. I'm a realist. Take your bat and balls and let's go home. We wait for another day. Joey, we're cooked. Sorry. We'll get it back to you.
I mean, there's 25 minutes left in the game. Like... amazing with you sometimes. And let me tell you, we'll go double the meat on the Flames. Money line, plus 154. Let's go.
Double the meat.
Let's go. Well, you're already in for the -1.5.
Jeez.
Let's go in for more. They're winning this game, Joe.
You know what? I got to put this game on. I'm tired of this basketball game. It's getting me sick.
I can't believe you've had it on this long. Let me ask you a question while you are our channel surfing there.
Football show? Football
show? Yeah, actually, yeah, right. This actually, believe it or not, I was about to bring up something football related.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
football show for Joe Lisi, who doesn't have not enough football full circle, which he does a tremendous job with Ben Stevens in the afternoon here on the grid. But he's got to make the night show a football show also.
In the off season,
we're going to make the night show a football show too.
Well, we were just talking about in the break. If the fans love us now, they're going to love us during football season. And
yes.
Wait until those nights in November. Tuesday, Maction. Wednesday, Maction. Thursday
well,
night.
I'm looking forward to the Monday and the Thursday night football games, obviously. Those will be a lot of fun on Carver and Lisi. All right, so here's what I wanted to bring up with you. A couple football things. First, did you see the video that the Dolphins tweeted out with Tua throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill? Did you see that?
No.
All right, I'm going to have to send this to you now because I need your full attention.
I don't know if you saw this. Did you see after we bashed Russell Wilson with the helmet on in his house with the posse when he was hanging out? Did you see Tom Brady with the helmet on doing the photo op? Now, I like Tom. Trust me, I like him more than I like Russell because at least he's won, right? He's won 7. I know Russell won 1. But when Russell did it with the new team, with the whole garb and everything else, remember? He was like trying to emulate, right, fraud. But now Tom has got to put the helmet on too? All right, let me see this with you.
Watch this video, okay? Now, look.
Like what? This is like a sign of things to come.
I don't understand why they tweet. I mean, the guy throws a duck to him. Like, what? Like, I don't understand. Tyreek Hill basically had to stop running to catch this ball. Watch this. What?
I saw it.
He has to catch this duck that Tua throws him.
I told you. Tua, here's the problem.
We know this, Joe.
Problem. Come on.
Why the hell are you tweeting that? Why tweet that video with a rocket ship emoji on it? You know, Tua rocket ship cheetah.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy had to stop and come back 5 yards to grab it.
This is pathetic. It's not
what
even
are we doing here?
Number one, it's not even a perfect spiral. Number two, it's on a back hip. It's a 30-yard pass with 40 seconds of hang time. Okay, and this is the problem that all the Dolphins, we got Tyreek Hill. Yeah, we got Tyreek Hill. We have Jalen Waddle, too.
Throw him a lot of screens.
You think, 5-yard hitch, 5-yard bubble screen, and go ahead, guys, see what you could do out of it. Because if you think that Tua is going to throw the ball outside the hashes on a dart, frozen rope with 2 DBs on Tyreek Hill, you're sadly mistaken because Mahomes has one of the strongest arms. Tua struggled in college with the long throws. He was helped out. Nobody ever wanted to bash Tua. He was the prodigal son, so you can't bash him. He only had 4 first-round draft picks that were around him. I mean, come on now. All the first-round, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, John Metchie. I mean, come on.
I don't understand tweeting the video.
Listen, your quarterback has one of the strongest arms in the NFL. We know this. He's got a gun. He's got a rifle. Okay? And then you're pouncing on my guy that I can't even stand him. He sucks. I want the Deshaun.
I'm not really like doing it for the fact that his arm sucks. That's not even my point.
That brings out the point. Dude, look at that throw. That's the knock.
I just don't know why you would. I don't know. I don't see the reason. There had to be other throws that we could have. There had to be other. There has to be other throws.
Maybe there wasn't
during their practice session.
Maybe that was the best throw of the night. Maybe that was it.
Man, this is embarrassing. It's 100-56, Joe. This is embarrassing. What are we doing here? They've outscored him 23-6 in the third quarter. Like, where's the heart?
I'm curious. Could somebody, when they interview, okay, I got the Calgary game.
This
on.
Guy, Bane, hitting,
the
hitting.
Bane again. Here we go, Bane.
Bane, that's your guy.
Go! Let's go.
Here we go. Here we
let's
go.
Let's go.
Did he score?
No. Go! One-timer.
Joe's getting all his hockey terms in now. Knows all the terms.
Just so you know, I know the terms. I used to play EA Sports when it came out back when Swingers was coming out. Remember the
NHL 94.
Right.
Legendary.
With Wayne Breakaway. Come on. One time a score. Get in there.
We got a penalty here. Is this on the Stars? Calgary going to the power play here, Joe. Right. Now, look. Now's the time. Let's eat. Everybody eats here. Let's go.
Let's go.
Everybody eats. We're going to have to get in on more on Calgary at the end of the second period. Go in for more. All right. Are you good with that?
Look at this wide open. Oh, one timer.
Where are you at right now? Are you ahead of me? You're way ahead of me.
Watching the highlights. I'm watching the highlights. Look at this wide. Ooh. How do you say his name? Dubé. Like this kid. He's a good winger.
He's a blue collar.
Blue collar winger. All right, come on now.
I cannot believe it that they put those lines up for these college football games a couple days ago, and you're just telling me tonight. I just don't understand why you didn't mention this to me earlier.
Meanwhile, I'm getting bashed by Wetzel saying it's only May. You're right, Wetzel. That's right, guy.
Why? Why did he bash you about it? Why'd he bash you?
Because it's May. Do you realize? Of course I realize it's May. And I'm telling you what, I'm taking the 21.
Because you talked about it on the Football Full Circle show?
No, because I tweeted it out with the FanDuel odds that I'm salivating. Mm. And he's like, you realize it's May. I know it's May.
Come on. Early bird catches the worm, right, Joe?
Tell me you're not going to take the 21 Iowa on the road in Columbus against Ohio State.
That's not the type of game that I'm betting on 4 months in advance, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's going
to
probably be lower than that. Score. Ooh, hit post.
I'm gonna pass.
I tell you where you can pick off some value. I'll tell you what. Teams that if you think they're like when I break teams down and I think they're going to be weak. And, like, you know, Texas, I can tell you this right now. Texas is favored by one against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State already.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
They also play Alabama this year.
Yeah, they're going to get smoked. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
They
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Nothing like a little 49-point lead for the Grizzlies here tonight. Still 3 minutes to go. Sorry, make that 50. Make that 52. 113-61.
How does that happen? Seriously.
The Grizz. I don't know, Joe. That's major checkout time. For the Warriors, who have all the big guys are not in anymore, Joe. Just so you know, the hacks are in for the Warriors, and they will be for the rest of the game. And the Grizzlies just keep shooting threes. I mean, they're up 60 points. They're just still chucking threes from downtown, Joe. Oh, it's great. Dallas leads the Flames 1-0 at the end of the second period. Here's what I think we need to do, Joe. Go in for more with the Flames. Just might as well. Plus 220 live. Yeah. Why not? They got to win this game at home. Mm. Always like that. They got to win the game. Come on, Joe. They got to win the game.
Oh, boy.
What do you think? You're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it because I want us to get back in. And we had the power play. We couldn't convert. We could still win this game 3-1. Everybody
could.
Wins.
But then I'd rather have that, you know, win the game 3-1 and also have this. Let's go in, Joe. Just do it. Let's go. Everybody eats. Right?
You're trying to push me off the ledge here. I feel like you're pushing me
you
off.
You get it
like
back that. Tomorrow with the afternoon baseball.
It's Thursday. Usually that's the transition day.
What does that mean, the transition day?
I told you the system is over. It's Monday through Wednesday. Thursday, a stall, almost like a consolidation in the market, and then they go back to the unders Friday through Sunday.
You think so?
Yeah. Let me see these games tomorrow. Let me just see. Although we do have the Reds playing. Reds, they just knocked off 2 cents. 2 cents off. They're only plus 120 on the Reds now.
Really?
Yankees plus 122. Phillies plus 122. I'm figuring it out in my head. Phils were taken with the run line. I got to write this
you're
down.
You're getting an inside look at all of Joe Lisi's madness
brains,
here for
the
all brains. The 17 parlays that he makes on a nightly, basis.
It's not. And if we're going to take one over, we're going to hammer, I guess, Detroit. That's the one favorite I like, Detroit minus the 118.
All right, I'm in on Calgary for more, plus 220 to win the game. Let's go. Let's go, Joe. It's on. Make it happen. What about the golf? You got the Byron Nelson down in Texas tomorrow morning.
I gotta play in that. I like
you
Zalatoris.
Play in it?
I like Zalatoris 20-1.
Willie Z. I like Willie Z as well.
Okay, so Willie Z.
You're like giving the golf picks, which is great. So go ahead. I mean, you haven't watched 1 second of golf the entire year, but you're going to give the golf picks. So go ahead.
All right, you ready? Jonathan Vegas, 50-1. Johnny Vegas.
I mean, you watched us today on Coast to Coast, which is why you're doing all this right now.
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't watch Coast to Coast today.
You watched Coast to Coast today.
I did not watch Coast to Coast today. You have my word. I told you.
Who else you got? Who else you got?
Siwoo Kim, 55-1.
No thanks. No thanks.
Well, and let me ask you a question. Why were those two on?
I'm on Willie Z and Johnny Vegas. Yeah, there's two guys that I'm on. I'm on both of them.
Well, great
Mr.
minds
Burns,
think alike.
Mr.
I
Burns.
Swear to you, I did not.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
now I have to rethink my position a little bit. So, I'm gonna have to rethink my position.
Why? Because I like them.
Yeah.
I will tell you,
we're gonna play Willie Z at a top 10 at plus 250, Mr. Burns at a top 10 plus 240. And then we've got some guys, some deep cut guys for top 40s, Joe, that we're going to get involved with. Andrew Putnam at plus 165, CT Pots and Pans at plus 145, Luke List plus 125 for a top 40.
You're back in Luke List after he came to the forefront and then finished 31st overall. You're going to back Luke List after
that cash for the bet that I'm making here. Top 40, I'm playing him. Top 40.
I have a question.
In fact, why don't you do List, Pan, and Putnam, all top 40 parlay, plus 1360. What are you doing over there? Like, what are you doodling in the background there? What do you have?
I'm writing down everything that you say, and then I'm trying to parlay it with games I like. So how about this? Reds plus 120, money line. Yeah. Willie Z, top 20.
Okay.
Okay, what is that? The 250 is top 20 or top 10?
That's top 10, the 250. If you want to play it's plus 115.
Nah, not enough. So we'll do
not
Reds
enough.
Plus,
yeah. plus 115, not enough.
Reds plus 120, Willie Z top 10 at plus 250. Okay, and the Yanks plus the money line tomorrow.
Louis Heel starting for the Yankees tomorrow night in Chicago.
Okay, so you don't like that.
I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, Louis Heel on the mound.
Okay. So then take the Yanks out and let's throw a hockey game in.
All right. Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea, Joe. Take the Yanks out. Throw the Lightning minus 137.
Reds plus 120.
Yeah.
Lightning plus 137.
Minus 137.
Sorry. And Willie Z top 10 for 250.
Okay. What does that get you?
How much does that pay?
You're the one doodling.
I'm writing it out, but I also have to play it. So now
I have to go and do all the legwork for you here.
I'm doing it. I have
It's okay. It's okay. I got you here. Don't worry. I've already got two of the three, so let me just finish the job here. All right. Plus 1244.
No, that's a bet right there.
25 wins you 311.
Not bad. What's wrong with
Tampa? Yankees, Willie Z, top 10.
No. You say Tampa, Reds.
Reds.
We took the Yankees out. You don't even listen to what we say.
308. Because you got too many things going on, Joe. This is what I'm talking. You got too many things.
I said Reds, Yankees.
You're on every Willie game.
Z. No. I said Reds, Yankees, and Willie Z. Go back to the tape. And then
I mean,
said,
by the time,
what?
Listen, in the next 27 minutes, you'll probably add on something, you know, like, you know, Luka over four threes, and then you'll put, you know, Tyrese Maxey over 15 points. Before you know it, you got some crazy seven-leg parlay working tomorrow.
Try being on this side of the relationship, okay? Everything I try to please you, you come home from a hard day at work, I got food on the table, and yet you still shun me. Now I'm trying to give you parlays that work, Booby.
Like the one this afternoon that
I'm
you didn't play
person.
Yourself. The
one I'm you didn't play you a yourself. Buffet. I'm giving you a buffet. Reds, no. I want peace. I give you Yankees. Nah, give me the asparagus. I'm only one person.
Let's just get Calgary home, Joe. How about this? Why don't we do one brick in the wall at a time? Can we get the Flames to win this game here?
I hate to say it. I think we're cooked. But
you're just unbelievable. I'm not playing any of your parlays now either after that comment. I'm out.
I'm in already, but I got it locked at plus 172 on a two-goal minus 1.5. Of course
I'm in now again with the money line, plus 220. Down a goal going into the third.
I just saw the goal that, Louie.
Andrew, the Flames going to win this game? See what Andrew thinks. See if he likes the Flames.
I don't know. Listen. Look, the Flames are one of the most talented.
Not a lot of confidence here.
They're like. They have a team. Their team has had a lot of potential over the last decade, and for whatever reason, whether it was coaching, inner conflict on the team, washed up. Veterans and such like that, they've never been able to live up to that potential. And I really thought that this year and the last few seasons, the Flames have had a really good team. They've been young. They have younger players, Tkachuk and Gaudreau, and they added Tyler Toffoli. And I really thought that this was going to be the year. This has just been a really challenging series for them. Being down 1-0 doesn't seem that bad. It's just... I don't know. This series has just been really inconsistent. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I think they got it in them here in this third period. All right, Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back, start looking ahead at all of the huge action tomorrow. There is a lot on the table for a Thursday night here for us. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
Thank you. we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to be involved with you tonight here on the grid. They are about to start the third period. Critical third for Calgary. They're down 1-0 to the Stars. They are currently live plus 210. If you would like to get with me on the Flame comeback in the third period. The basketball game has been over for a while now. It's a lot to a little. No.
Oh, man.
126 to 80. There you go. They've cut it to 46. They were down 50-something before. Hey, you don't see this too often, Joe. But I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
Take the Warriors plus 41.5.
Get out. Are you kidding me?
Go look. No, go look at the game. 41.5.
I am not taking
I'm just
that.
Saying no you way. Usually don't see that. That's a ridiculous number. 41.5 is the number right now.
We just missed a wide open net.
Did he?
Look at this right out of the gate here. Look at this. This guy saved this puck. I don't even know. Look at oh,
Ottinger's
how did he save that? Oh, with his glove, he saved it.
Yeah, they're gonna buzz here, Joe. They're gonna make it happen. Flames are gonna buzz here. It's gonna be like Edmonton in the third period last night, except they're gonna finish the job.
I hope
they're gonna
right.
buzz against this team. It's happening. All right, Joe. Let's take a look at what we have going on tomorrow. Now, you have some day baseball. Mets are in Washington against the Nationals. Got Taijuan Walker pitching. Their favorites minus 156. You got the A's and the Tigers playing the last game of, I believe it was five games in Detroit between those two teams. James Kaprielian on the mound for the A's plus 100. I might dip my toe in there with in the morning. Then you have the night games. Reds, Pirates, Brubaker going for the Buccos. Overton for the Reds, plus 120. We already know that Joe likes the Reds every single day now until they lose another 21 out of 24. And that starts to hurt him.
Answer me this before you bash them. Have they
riddle
won,
me
how
this.
Many games, how many games have they won since Saturday's doubleheader on the run line?
No, they've done a good job.
Lost one.
They've done a good job. You also have Orioles and Cardinals tomorrow afternoon. The Astros and Twins actually have to finish a suspended game from tonight, Joe. They're in the fourth inning. Thunderstorm rolled into Minnesota. So they got to finish that one, and then they'll play their regular scheduled game after that. You got the Royals and the Rangers again tomorrow night. The Yankees open a series in Chicago against the White Sox. We already spoke. Heal and Cease are the pitchers, and the Phillies and the Dodgers. Zach Wheeler going for Philadelphia. In L.A., it's Chavez Ravine. They're coming back after losing 2 out of 3 to the Pirates in Pittsburgh the last few days. So they probably won't be thrilled coming back home to meet the Phillies. So there's your baseball. You've already said, Joe, you like the Phillies tomorrow night. You like the Reds. That's
and
where you're
a little
at with the
on baseball. On the Yankees tomorrow. I mean, okay. You know, but I mean... Yankees, I don't like as much. I think they struggle typically with the White Sox, but yeah. I like the Phillies and I like the Reds. I just think the Reds are playing with confidence now. How many games under 500 are they?
A lot. You want me to give you the specific number?
I'll give you a moment. I'll tell you what they are. I think they're
the Reds are 7-24, Joe. So,
all right, so they're 17 games under right now.
I mean, they were 3-21 a few days ago, so now they're 7-24.
How could that be?
4-3 in their last 7.
That can't be right.
Okay, I'm wrong.
They were no, I'm not. I'm just saying they were 3-21, and then we backed them. They lost. They were 3-22. They were 19 games under. They split the doubleheader. So right.
They're 4-3 since losing the Thursday afternoon game to Milwaukee last week. They are 4-3.
But technically, with the run line, they're 6-1.
Whatever. I don't have the run line numbers in front of me, Joe. I'm just telling you what games they won and lost. I don't know anything about the run line.
Oh, he gave it up in his end. Come on.
They got to score a goal here, Joe. Let's go.
Coming out flat. Come on. You can't allow this team. It looks like the Saskatchewan.
Tomorrow night in the NHL, you've got 4 game 6s, 4 teams with a chance to advance. into the next round. Carolina can eliminate Boston up at the TD. Boston minus 132, their favorites. Toronto can eliminate the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning in Tampa. Lightning are the favored minus 137. St. Louis can eliminate Minnesota at home, minus 105. And the Oilers, of course, need to stay alive in Los Angeles against the Kings. Oilers, the road favorite, minus 142. Big hockey games tomorrow night, Joe.
I like St. Louis. They're a gutty road team.
St. Louis is home tomorrow night.
Oh, then there you go. Take St. Louis.
Okay.
They're going to close them out. I watched the Wild play last night. I don't like them. Boston, yeah. I think, steps up. I think Tampa Bay steps up. And what's the late game?
Kings, Oilers, of course. Kings and Oilers.
I feel like every other game the Kings cover, right?
Well, Kings have won two in a row. The Kings have won the last six games.
I know, but I just feel I was on them. What's the line? Let me see.
Kings are getting a goal and a half plus 200. They're plus 118 money line at home.
Here's what I think in that game. Let's go with the over there.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad play. Over 6.5, minus 104.
Because I feel like there's going to be both teams are going to be pressing, right? Kings were very defensive minded last night, right? Didn't they?
Well, that's how they're going. That's how they did for two periods. Yeah, Edmonton. You know, their guys took over in the third, and then Kings got the quick goal in overtime, a minute 17 in.
So I just feel like Edmonton's going to look to start fast on the road. Wide open ice, lot of action.
You know, the games that Edmonton has won in this series, they blew them out. The 8-2 game and the 6-0 game. The close games have been won by the Kings. The blowouts have been won by the Oilers. That's just,
Total don't you like out of all the games tomorrow?
Which total don't I like? Well, look, right. I mean, these games have been flying over every night. I mean, these games have all – the over has just been – it's amazing to me how many overs have hit in the NHL playoffs.
That Carolina-Boston game, to me, stands out. They have it heavily juiced to the under.
Yeah. I thought as we got later in these series, we'd see it tighten up a little bit more. But that has not been the case. I mean, even tonight, again, you know, the Penguin-Ranger game, over. The Capital-Panther game, over. This Dallas-Calgary series is the outlier. Every game has been under except one. The whole series has been under. So but all these other games have been over in the NHL, Joe. I like the over in the Carolina game, actually.
If Dallas wins this game, it'll be three straight road teams to get the win, right?
No. Dallas won game three at home.
No. I mean, not in the series. I mean, since last night. We had both teams win last night on the road.
Well,
right? The exception was the Penguins tonight?
No, the Rangers were at home tonight, and the Panthers were at home tonight. Both of those home teams won. Home teams 2-0 tonight so far, Joe. And it was split last night.
All right, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking the under in Boston tomorrow.
Okay.
Why do they have a juice minus 124? I mean, that's a heavy.
I'm on the Lightning tomorrow night. Well, I think the Lightning show up and they will beat Toronto. And I do think that Edmonton will force a game seven against the Kings.
We love Edmonton.
The way they played in the third period and the way that they've blown them out in a couple games in this series, I got a feeling tomorrow night they're going to show up.
I think it's the Blues. I like that number, minus 105.
I don't like that game right now.
Why?
Because it's a tricky – the series has been weird. Both teams have won on the other's ice. I really don't have a feel for that game, Joe. I could see either team winning tomorrow night in that game. Every game has been over. You know, you'd think maybe I'd probably take the over if anything else in that Wild St. Louis game. Every game's gone over. So, but I have no feel for who's going to win it. I could absolutely see Minnesota winning tomorrow night in St. Louis. NBA, Joe. Two games tomorrow. Also game sixes. Heat are getting 2.5 in Philadelphia.
Taking them. I told you, I think they close them out tomorrow.
You think they close them out?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Calgary. Oh, there you go, Joe. There you go, Joe. We're tied at one.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
There you go, Joe.
That's it. They're rocking in Calgary. Whoa.
How do you like that?
I like that a lot.
All right, so 13-11 to go in the third period. Backlund scores for the Flames. 1-1. Let's tack on one more and get the empty netter, Joe.
Let's go.
Everybody eats. No. I don't want to hear it from you. I don't want to hear it from you. You completely threw this game in the tank. All right? Completely threw the game in the tank.
I've had a long day, man.
I know you have. I think the Heat also will close out the Sixers tomorrow night.
Hey, I tell you what, I've never been to Calgary, but I want to go.
It's a great place.
I tell you this, looks like it's my type of arena.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you do well up there. That could be your spot. What about the Mavs and the Suns, Joe? -2 for Phoenix, 211 is the total. Does Luka force a game 7?
Why is the line so low?
You think that the Suns should be favored by more? They're going off of those two games in Dallas where the Mavs beat them around, Joe.
They were 3-point favorites, right? And they got abused. What did they lose, by 15?
They whacked them.
I just feel like Luka
I'm on the Mavs tomorrow night. I'm on the Mavs tomorrow.
Are you really?
Night.
You think this is going to be one that goes 7?
Yep.
What about the total?
The total's gone down every game. I kind of like the under, but all these games have been going under in this series. Calgary buzzing again, Joe. They're buzzing right now. They're buzzing, Joe. It's coming. It's coming.
Come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got
to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Flames are buzzing, Joe. They've outshot the Stars 11-2 in the third period. They've already tied the game at 1. They've got 10 minutes now to maybe find a goal. And how about finding that second one to give us a little -1.5? Let's get it all here, Joe.
Let's get
it all.
Let's go. Let's get it all.
Want it all. It would be nice, that's for sure. The basketball game has been long over. The Grizzlies are going to make it 3-2. They'll go back to the Chase in Golden State for a game 6, which I believe, Joe, I'm just going to double check this, would be Friday night, almost positive. A little extra from Dubé there. Your boy Dubé has been all over the net tonight. Mm. The Stars did not like that at all as Dubé came flying in. Yes, Grizzlies-Warriors Game 6 Friday night. Same with the Celtics and the Bucks, Joe. So 2 tonight, 2 tomorrow night, and 2 Friday night. You're going to get Game 6s all around in the NBA, which is what we like to see. More games are better. That's it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But, you know, I tell you what, if it comes down Game 6, Game 7, hockey versus NBA, I'm into the hockey. How about that?
You should be, because it's better.
We need these Flames to step up. Give us a goal.
All right, listen,
5 minutes.
Listen. As we go away here, Joe, Flames are going to win this game. We got burned on the Oilers last night. They didn't come through for us. The other team in Alberta will get it done, and the Flames will win this game against the Stars. Let's go. Extend, Joe. Extend. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Hopefully you cash this Calgary ticket with us. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.